producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Had to do with the stepfather of Michael Brown, who said, burn this down, talking about the town of Ferguson, leading into the events of last week. My question is, do you believe those comments should be pursued? Is that inciting a riot?
We are pursuing those comments, and there's a lot of discussion going on about that right now, but I really can't get into that at this time.
Is there an atmosphere where maybe there's a group in law enforcement, maybe in the prosecutor's office, arguing that, oh, we should just let it die? But wouldn't that just encourage people in the future to act the same way and feel that they could get away with it?
No, we can't let all that happened in Ferguson and Delwood and the community die. Everyone who is responsible for taking away people's property, their livelihoods, their jobs, their businesses, every single one of them needs to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
What about back in August when this happened, Chief?
All my colleagues then.
Did you use the videotape then to go after people?
We did.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, let's go to this other case, because it's funny. Whenever you have one of these cases, it doesn't become a big national story. The media chose a loser like Brown, who is strong-arming a store over cigars, probably to make blunts with, and thugging out. And was it too extreme what the cop did? I don't know. He says he got assaulted, and then he charged him again. Whatever. The whole world doesn't revolve around this. It's like a drama queening. Bad stuff happens all the time. People, I probably know 6-7 people that have like schizophrenic brothers or sisters. In fact, I had it happen to some distant family, not too distant, but the husband of my great aunt, who just died recently. You know, her second husband after her death. The point is, his daughter had schizophrenia or a mental disorder and freaked out, and the cops came to her house. She was unarmed. They shot her, thinking she was armed. I mean, is just the whole world going to be burned down because of it? There's just countless examples of mentally ill people that I've known or people that I know that know them who get killed by the police. That's another thing. I wouldn't just call the cops unless you really got an emergency going on. Because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to get a bad cop. You don't know if you're going to get a stupid cop, a scared cop. It's a dangerous situation. People call the cops now if their McDonald's cheeseburger is cold. That was a real case. Or if their son or daughter, their five-year-old's not doing what mommy says, you call the police. Well, we have the case here. We're going to talk more about it later. In Staten Island of Eric Gardner. Garner. Being choked to death. And he's just got his hands up talking to the police going, hey, hey, hey. I don't, you know, need to be arrested. Blah, blah, blah. Boom, they get him. They slam him down and everybody's seen this where the person's not resisting the cop, and they say, get on the ground. They throw you down and go ahead and jump on your back with their knees or jump on your head or knock your head in the ground. I've been arrested a few times demonstrating. And in every case but once, they knock my head into things and shove me around and put the handcuffs on too tight. And then one time I went down to the Travis County Jail. The one time they didn't rough me up, the state police didn't rough me up. And when I get there, this little short redhead guy goes, oh, Alex Jones, really think you're something, huh? Turn around and shove my face and nose enough to give me a bruise into the wall. And he's like, oh, you got to do something? You got to do something? I mean, so obviously a bunch of cowardly nobodies try to get jobs like that. Not everybody. But there's that factor in there. There's that element. And I don't know why it's allowed to flourish. We're all upset about that, those of us that want justice. But Brown ain't it. And it's all a big globalist UN program to stir up division in this country and to legitimize killing white people with hammers. I mean, this is getting crazy. For months, the InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has been completely sold out. Now, we have finally procured a limited supply from one of the leading manufacturers of nutraceuticals in the nation. But here's what's truly exciting. While we could simply sell the Survival Silver for its already discounted shelf price, we have decided to give back to you, the listeners, who make it all possible with a pre-Black Friday mega sale. We are launching this mega special with an unprecedented 20% off and free shipping on all Silver Bullet across the board. All supplies last, and to help everyone stock up before the next shortage. When you buy four bottles of Silver Bullet, you will receive the fifth one absolutely free. That's on top of the 20% off savings and free shipping. Finally, if supplies hold, we will extend this special out to Cyber Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, we've never done anything like this before. Find this mother of all specials and others I've not yet announced yet at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we're joined by the head of Liberty Guard that's fighting against the police state nationwide. And what the TSA is up to. He's also a former congressman, and he's the man that introduced the impeachment articles against William Jefferson Clinton. And, of course, he's former Congressman Bob Barr. He was way ahead in polls, and I thought he was going to get in that district in Georgia outside Atlanta, but he lost to the Tea Party candidate. And it's kind of a paradox because I'm a big Tea Party guy. But I knew that Bob Barr, on almost every issue, was an outsider. He was exposing the NSA, the police state, fighting against gun control, and you know, trying to impeach Bill Clinton whenever the establishment didn't want that. So, whereas I think the candidate that beat him is a fine person, it shows how powerful the huge backlash was against any incumbent, even though Barr wasn't an incumbent and had been out of Congress for a while. I wanted Barr to be in there because he would start the impeachment. He said, boom, first day. Now Obama says he's going after the guns using UN treaty, not law. He says he's shutting off more power plants. He's doing naked amnesty. He is putting our troops under more NATO UN control across the board, acting unilaterally. and he's got 2 years left. So I want to talk to Bob Barr first about briefly about his election to see if he concurs with what I just said. And then I want to get into the UN saying not just the people of America need to be disarmed, but the police as well. See, only the UN under their memorandum 7277 and UNESCO that they believe is law, even if we don't ratify it, only the UN has the weapons. How creepy is that? And that's the headline at InfoWars.com, UN attacks U.S. gun rights and more, citing Ferguson and the police. In my mind, and we'll talk about this as well, there's no doubt that they're trying to cause racial division, riots in America, because that's all Obama's got. And we'll have Bob Barr put on his former CIA hat and his former federal prosecutor hat to ask where he thinks all this is going. But the NFL, the Black Caucus in Congress, holding up their hands, don't shoot, implying that white people inherently want to kill black people and that police inherently are involved in police shootings and are guilty for another cop does. I mean, this is race class warfare right out of the Joe Stalin book, in my view. Now, that's a mouthful. Again, former Congressman Bob Barr joins us. Let's go through all those points, sir. But first off, the election, the Tea Party victories. What do you think that says to the establishment?
Well, first of all, Alex, great to be with you and your listeners once again. It's always great to get into these topics with you, because not only do you understand them, but your listeners do as well. They understand the importance of the fundamental principles that that we're talking about here. It was a strange election, not only in my race for the 11th district here in Georgia, but in a couple of other races in Georgia, and I noticed elsewhere as well. Anybody who had any experience or prior service in Washington, such as I did, having served, as you mentioned, as the first to call for William Jefferson Clinton to be impeached back in the mid and late 1990s, anybody who had any experience up there was labeled, as my opponent labeled me, as the establishment. Now, anybody who knows me knows that, I'm anything but the establishment, but that was truly a deciding factor. Jack Kingston, for example, even though Jack Kingston, former member of the Appropriations Committee, and he was and is still a sitting member of Congress, he gave up his House seat to run for the Senate. And I think he suffered the same thing, even though he truly was an incumbent. But there still are a lot of issues out there. I remain just as committed to fighting for the Constitution and the causes that and the principles that it represents as you do. Whether I'm in office or not, I certainly would have enjoyed serving the people of America once again in the House, to use the background, the experience that I have to fight against increases in government power and limitations on individual liberty. Didn't get that chance this time, but I'm continuing to fight the good fight from the private sector.
Well, sure. I mean, it'd be like not voting for Ron Paul if he ran again, because he'd already been in there. I mean, I see it as overall a positive sign that people are really fed up, but it still shows that they're not overall educated, though, on how to, in some cases, go with somebody that has experience and will actually go after people. I mean, as a prosecutor, I would guess that's why you had the cojones to do that. I mean, it's obviously dangerous to try to impeach a sitting president, especially Slick Willie. And these new Tea Party people that have gotten in, they better deliver or they're going to be in deep trouble with their constituents.
You're absolutely correct. And, I love the Tea Party movement. I think it's very healthy. We have some very strong Tea Party groups here in Georgia. I mean, Jenny Beth Martin, the head of Tea Party Patriots, is here in Georgia and got her start in politics working in one of my campaigns back in 2002. There are some folks that are involved with the Tea Party that just don't quite understand that we need to use those Tea Party values in conjunction with people who know how to move them forward. If the same time as we need people up in Washington who have the courage to say no to government spending, government power, at the same time we do need some people up there who understand how to move our constitutional agenda forward. And that's what we were missing in a lot of these cases.
Well, the real battle begins. What do you expect Obama to now do that he's a lame duck? I mean, we're seeing it unprecedented power grabs, even Krauthammer saying it's time to impeach him. Turley, who's a liberal, says that he's tripled the abuses of Bush. I mean, if he opens the borders to all the illegals, which he's already done, but does an executive order, if he keeps shutting off power plants and all these other executive actions and going after our guns, I mean, this is outrageous.
It truly is. As bad as Bill Clinton was, and he was a bad president. There is no way of sugarcoating that, certainly. But as bad as he was, he did not have the deep-seated ideological arrogance that is at the core of Barack Obama. Bill Clinton was very much a narcissist. I mean, as long as he was happy and got the things that he wanted and was able to use the perks of power, whether it was first as the governor of Arkansas to his own benefit and then as president of the United States to his own benefit, he was happy. He was a happy camper, as long as he could have the women and so forth and travel and whatnot. Barack Obama is a very, very different animal. This man has more hubris and arrogance than anybody else that I've ever come across in public life. He truly believes that he is the chosen one, that because he was elected and then reelected as president, that puts him in a plane above everybody else in the country, including even members of his own party. You talk with Democratic members of the House and the Senate in private, and a lot of them will say, this guy, this president, won't even come up to the Hill or get on the phone with us to work with us. He simply tells us what to do because he's the president. Now, as a lame duck, so to speak, who beginning in January will no longer have either house of the Congress under his thumb, he will simply shift gears, not worry about going to Harry Reid for anything, and simply use the power that he believes he has and can wield as president, quite regardless of whether or not there is any constitutional or historic basis for what he's doing. We are entering, Alex, a very dangerous period in American history with this man.
And that's why I wish that Ron Paul was still in Congress. I wish you were there as well, because I don't even see any of these new people, a lot of them that are great folks, challenging Boehner, challenging McConnell. I mean, they need to be putting heat on them to go after Obama and to rein him in and block him. I know they filed a lawsuit, but, I mean, you're the former congressman and a former federal prosecutor. What is the proper move in Congress right now, and what would you be doing to try to pressure Boehner and others to take that action?
Reminding them that they in the House and in the Senate, have a constitutional responsibility. Not a political responsibility, but a constitutional responsibility to ensure that within the legislative branch, and that includes appropriations of all funds that are used by the executive branch, they have an absolute responsibility to ensure that the law is being followed, that the intent of the legislation passed by the Congresses and signed by presidents is carried out, not just the letter, but the intent of the law, and to remind the Speaker and the others in leadership positions in the House and the Senate that there are indeed not only steps that can be taken, but must be taken to stop the expenditure of any taxpayer dollars for actions that are unconstitutional by this president. This notion I saw somewhere that one of the top Republican leaders in the House was saying, well, we can't stop appropriated funds from being used for Obama to carry out his illegal immigration orders. mean, that's just absolute nonsense. Every one of the departments, offices, individual positions in the executive branch is funded through appropriations passed by law by the Congress. And no funds can be used under our Constitution, but as have been authorized and appropriated by the Congress. The Congress absolutely can deny any funds from being used for any particular purpose, such as carrying out an executive order that is unconstitutional. And this notion that, well, we can't do it, is it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, Alex.
Well, they also lie, because I've studied, I know you have as well, under Bush Sr. and under Reagan, when they did executive actions, it was to line up working with Congress and with laws passed in Congress for the previous amnesties that were targeted and much smaller, but also criticized. This is the president operating against the Congress, just like he's doing on carbon taxes and CO2, just like he's doing on military action, just like he's doing on gun control. I mean, on so many issues, he's just doing whatever he wants.
And Congress just sort of sits back and says, thank you, sir. May we have another, sir. And every time they do that, in other words, every time the Congress does nothing in the face of a president essentially thumbing his nose at the Congress, saying, I am not going to follow a law passed by Congress, or I am going to follow a course of action that Congress specifically did not authorize simply because I can, and dares the Congress to do anything. Every time the Congress just sits back and does nothing, it moves that unconstitutional ball down the field by setting a further precedent. You know, this is why, you know, one of the things that we're doing at Liberty Guard, and I appreciate your mentioning our libertyguard.org site, is we have a site called lameduckdynasty.org to highlight the importance right now during this lame duck session of the citizenry getting involved and putting pressure on the House and Senate Republican leaders to stop this. So we're encouraging people not just to go to libertyguard.org, but to lameduckdynasty.org and helping us out. Spread the word. This is a very dangerous time.
Well, for those that don't know, you got libertyguard.org. You've got a lot of resources, legal tips, facts. Again, we're not attacking the average TSA person, but naked body scanners, groping children, taking our shoes off while our own government funds ISIS and these other radical groups. I mean, it's all about training us that we don't have rights. It's a social engineering program, plain and simple. And I just really appreciate the fact that you've been leading the charge. Now they're trying to get you to pre-check in. And I'm telling you, I like the idea of convenience, going, doing an interview with the TSA, doing a screening process, and then I don't have to go through all that added security. The problem is that then they'll just bring it back on everybody later once everyone gets permission to travel. This is the idea they're introducing, internal checkpoints while our borders are wide open. I mean, how can our borders be wide open and the Border Patrol be completing the smuggling process, as one Border Patrol agent said, shipping them in with vouchers, but then I have to go through internal checkpoints and be, you know, asked questions with these screening programs where they do behavioral analysis on me.
Yeah, BDOs, behavior detection officers. It reminds me, particularly the way you've accurately described it there, Alex, of the old Superman Bizarro world, you know, where Superman somehow would go into this dimension, this Bizarro dimension, where everything is the opposite of the way it is in the real world. You're absolutely correct. Here we are with not only our borders essentially wide open, but, you know, Obama and the Department of Homeland Security people just standing on our side of the border, you know, waving people in, please come in, andale, andale. And at the same time, we're subjecting American citizens who have, often forgotten, a legally recognized right to travel, being denied that fundamental right to travel simply because government agents have decided that they're going to stop you from doing so unless you do everything that they tell you to do. And every time they come up, you've mentioned, Alex, this pre-TSA pre-check program, they can never even make up their minds on that. They start that pre-check program, seems to be working fairly well, and now somebody was telling me the other day that, well, now they're making it random. So you sign up for it, and you go through, and sometimes it allows you to use it, sometimes it doesn't. The nonsense, absolute utter nonsense that you have to go through in order to exercise what the U.S. Supreme Court recognized half a century ago as a fundamental right, and that is the right to travel, is absolutely meaningless nowadays in the name of so-called security.
Exactly. You can't have the federal government stick a checkpoint in front of something and say, this is the rules. I mean, you're a lawyer, you're an expert on these things, but explain it to me. But I'll tell you, the common law is pretty simple. If the airline itself wanted to say, once you get to our gate, we're going to search you, you would decide whether or not you wanted to go through that. Maybe one airline didn't do it, one airline did, but that's free market. But you don't have the government itself say it's a privilege to travel.
That's right. It's no longer a right, as almost everything that the government deals with nowadays. It's not a right. It's a privilege. Yeah, I was talking with a local reporter here in Marietta, Georgia, the other day about a local police department that is spending a bunch of money to get a new license plate reader system. And, you know, they were saying, well, gee, you know, now, you know, we can, during the holiday shopping season, we can send a patrol car through a mall parking lot, and within a matter of minutes, identify any cars that that might have warrants outstanding or are stolen. Now, wait a minute. Now, if I want to go to a church, or I want to go to a business, or I want to go to a political event, or I just want to go out shopping, I'm subject now to having my license plate read, recorded, and a record made of that.
And where you went, and that's what it's really all about. Let's talk about,
I mean, it's just outrageous, and most of this is being driven by the tail wagging the dog, and that is federal monies. Federal monies are being made available to local police departments with this whiz-bang technology, so they snap it up, and we'll worry about the details later. Trust us, they say. Well, I don't. I don't trust government.
Well, we know that they've been secretly, since Bill Clinton's days, putting up and test federal license plate reading cameras on major highways. Now they're proliferating all over the place. And imagine if Nazi Germany or the Soviets would have had this type of technology, what they would have done. These things always get abused. And as you said, they've caught San Francisco using them a few years ago to track where everybody goes and creating records. Now they want to use them to tax you by the mile. They use them at a lot of the toll roads now. It's proliferating, and it destroys any level of privacy. We've only got about 10 minutes left with former Congressman Bob Barr. Then we'll open the phones up and take calls and get into some other news. But we've got about a minute and a half before we go to break, sir. Shifting gears into Ferguson. I mean, in my view, this is total race baiting by the Democrats to change the subject. We've got attacks on whites, hammer murders going on. Farrakhan saying, you know, basically kill people. The Democrats, President Obama came out yesterday and said these youth have done nothing but done the right thing. And I mean, this is legitimizing a lot of criminal activity and equating it with free speech. What do you think the end game is here?
The end game is the same as it is whether we're talking about TSA or the FEC or the FCC. It's all about the big C, control. One of the other aspects of what we see happening in Ferguson, and I know you've looked at this, noticed this also, Alex. In addition to the rampant criminal activity and the race baiting and so forth that's been going on there, there was a very interesting sort of little noticed aspect of this. There was a group of folks called Oath Keepers.
Oh, let's talk about them when we come back.
Private citizens. I'd love to chat about that and where that's taken us.
That's right. In fact, the police tried to basically shut that down. How dare private citizens try to stop the crime? We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts, high-quality water filtration systems, but not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality, 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Why the union's a big businessman, and it's going out like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to throw it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole business is gonna be against the law.
Alex Jones here back live. Former Congressman Bob Barr, the head of LibertyGuard.org, is riding shotgun with us for another 10 minutes or so. Then I will get into other news that's breaking at InfoWars.com and open the phones up. I'll give out the number coming up in about 10 minutes. You were getting into Oath Keepers when the break cut you off. Tell folks about that.
Thank you once again, Alex. A lot of folks may not have noticed it, but shortly after the start of the most recent round of riots and lawlessness in Ferguson, there were a number of individuals who appeared to help businesses and on rooftops to help maintain order. These were private citizens, law-abiding private citizens, many of them military veterans, former law enforcement, and first responders, who simply have taken an oath to protect and uphold the Constitution. And they went to Ferguson, put themselves at risk, going there on their own to simply help local business and property owners protect their businesses. And rather than the police authorities in Missouri and Ferguson say, "We really appreciate this. Thank you helping us out. We obviously need the help. What did they get for their efforts? The Oath Keepers were told to get out of town or they'd be arrested because they didn't have licenses to do what they were doing. That is simply helping individual citizens and business owners protect their property. This is the state of affairs in America and the Western world today. Citizens who wish to help maintain order and protect their rights and to carry out their God-given responsibility to protect themselves and their fellow citizens. Mm-hmm. That's not ultimately the job of the police. It's the job and the responsibility of individual citizens are now being told by police, not only do we not want your help, but you're going to be arrested if you continue to help because it's against public safety. We, the police, are responsible for public safety, and anybody who interferes with that by trying to protect themselves and others will be arrested.
Well, that's what's happening here. And again, I've looked at the state laws in Missouri on this. We've had Stuart Rhodes, who's a constitutional lawyer, on the head of Oath Keepers on the nightly news to discuss what happened. The business owners asked them and said, yes, please do come. We've had some of the business owners on, the gun shops and others. They wanted the Oath Keepers to be on top of their property. And I think the police are wrong that if in free association someone says, yes, please be here and help protect me, and it's a private citizen doing it, it's not commerce, and so it's not subject to licensure. And I believe that's a fraudulent, unlawful order given by the police.
It clearly is. But it's typical of government, Alex. We see it in so many ways. Government wants to have its cake and eat it, too. On the one hand, the police don't want to be liable for citizens being harmed, so they take the position, which is actually a legitimate one, that, you know, that people don't have a right to be protected by the police. But then on the other hand, they want to control people, so they don't want to leave the citizenry with the tools in their hands to actually protect themselves. So they say, well, yes, we don't have a responsibility to protect you, because if we did, then if we didn't, we could be liable for it. But we're going to be the ones that decide when and how to protect you, not you. And that sets the whole notion of individual responsibility and individual God-given rights on its head and places absolute control, which is what government wants, in the hands of government officials.
You're right. And to have the police freak out and come up and say, hey, come down basically with your hands up, you can't be on that rooftop, even after they talked to the business owners and said, no, we want them there. It's that image of citizens with guns that makes the state so upset because they want the monopoly of control. I'm sure the average cops appreciate Oath Keepers, but at the same time, the bureaucrats, they want that monopoly. Just like in the L.A. riots when the police stood down because they didn't want to be called police brutality or abusers or racist, then it was the Korean shopkeepers protecting the whole neighborhood with their shotguns. And the media back during the 92 riots asked, you know, should they be arrested? Should they be allowed to not have their businesses burned down? I mean, the ultimate crime in the society now, it's like public schools teach kids, don't fight back if a bully attacks you, get in the fetal position. And they teach people now that have home invasions, don't have a gun, play dead, or urinate on them. I mean, I'm not trying to be gross here. That's what they teach.
I hadn't heard that one before.
I promise. I'm not kidding.
I know it's not funny, but
it is
so ludicrous. And again, it gets us back to that image that I keep coming back to with how strange things have begun to the old bizarro world. Hopefully, Alex, through your work and the work of other folks who really understand and are willing to put their reputations and jobs on the line in support of the Constitution, we can start to turn this around in the next couple of years. But darn, if we've got to have new and stronger leadership in the House and the Senate, and we've got to really pay attention and get involved with the primary, the presidential primary coming up. Because if we lose again, I'm not sure where we're going to wind up. I mean, I know I'm going to continue fighting, and I know you will, but we don't have a lot of time left to start turning this thing around.
It's a best of times, worst of times scenario from my view. There's never been more hardcore people of all race, colors, and creeds awake to the basic tenets of liberty and the problems of tyranny. But of the groups not awake across the board, there is just a servile, decadent mindlessness in society with folks that are just do nothing but play on their iPads all day or watch television. And I can't imagine where this nation will be in the future if those types of people continue to dominate society.
It's not a pretty picture that it conjures up. What we need, we've got to have people who understand the situation, who have the courage and the backbone to protect what we have and to start turning it around, because it's not going to happen. Liberty is not a self-fulfilling prophecy. We have to work at it constantly.
I agree.
Our founders understood that. Liberty is not guaranteed. We have to fight for it every single day.
LibertyGuard.org. Bob Barr is going to go in just a minute. Let me ask you one final question. In your gut, not a prediction, but just a dead reckoning, do you think anyone will stand up against Obama in Congress? Will they let him do the blanket amnesty? Will they let him try to use executive power against the guns and claim the UN gives him authority? I mean, is there anything Obama can do? We were talking during the break earlier about the race baiting. You said it's so incredibly obvious they don't even care. I mean, when I watch MSNBC, it is bizarro world. It is so transparent. They are clearly villains, exacerbating a problem, and now they're defending, rioting in Time Magazine. I mean, they're now beating people's brains out for no reason with hammers. Racial attacks are women being attacked at Papa John's, and the media is defending it. What is wrong with the establishment?
What is wrong with the establishment is we have had now two and three generations of the constitutional dumbing down of this country, and this notion that everybody is a victim, particularly if you're a person of color, everybody's a victim, and government will solve all of the problems for you. It's come home to roost. It's come a cropper. It didn't happen overnight. Just as, one would yearn for the days if we had an attorney general who was actually going to Ferguson to assist law enforcement, to denounce lawbreakers, to denounce rioters, and yet we have an attorney general going around to churches talking about what we need to do within government to address these problems of racial profiling. Racial profiling has nothing to do with what's going on in Ferguson, other than from the standpoint of the racial race baiting by Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and so forth. And yet we have the entire institution of the federal government on the opposite side. This administration is not going to change. The leadership in the Congress does not appear ready, willing, and able to change. But ultimately, I still am optimistic. I think there are enough good people, some of them new people in the House and the Senate on the Republican side, that they will make sure that some things are done. I'm not overly optimistic, but I do believe that that we are going to see enough people stand up so that we will start to turn this thing around.
And there are cases where the police clearly do beat and shoot black people, to death for no reason. And those are real cases. And a lot of times the police get indicted. But there's also cases where they kill white people the same way. It's just this case is one of the worst ones to pick when all the evidence points towards Brown being a thug. I'm sad he's dead. We're going to talk about the case of Eric Garner here in a minute, choked to death up in New York and Staten Island. And it does look like manslaughter to me. But still, different black leaders saying, you know, go out and kill some white people. It's just wild that there are folks that really want to have a race war in this country, and it just shows how hatred can be in every different, quote, group. Bob Barr, thank you for the time.
Thank you very much, Alex. LibertyGuard.org, and I look forward to being with you again in the near future.
Yes, sir. Thanks for coming on with us. Well, there goes Bob Barr, and I want to talk about this case and then open the phones up. Eric Garter in Staten Island, because these are the kind of cases I see where whites, blacks, Hispanics, you name it, get killed by white cops, black cops, Hispanic cops. It's the training. And, man, you know, four white guys just grab this black guy that isn't resisting, shove him down on the ground, and choke him to death. And I guess they must be big UFC fans, but they don't know what they're doing. And it's just that image. And it's like the white state police in Oklahoma who pull over the black EMT who does nothing, and they start choking him. And he controls himself and takes it and puts his hands at his side. And it's bizarre. And you know, I get upset watching him kill this guy because he's a human being. And the cop's shoving his head full power into the ground and just killing him. And there are a lot of wimp types that want to be cops. And in the old days, the word was you didn't hire wimps because they would end up hurting people because they got something to prove. You rarely see cops that are really big or tough, and you can, you know, former military or whatever, just throwing their weight around starting fights. It is usually not even so much little cops, but it's the cops that got something to prove. People that were a lot of times bullies in high school or whatever, and they want that authority. And you can just see it instantly, the way a cop's behaving, whether they're just trying to do their job or they're on a power trip. And I think it's manslaughter. We're going to play the audio and video of this, if you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show, of a Staten Island police killing Eric Gardner. So let's go ahead and play that clip. And then we'll... I love how they shit on his head and his arm. Stop it right there. I can't even watch this. Just hold on, back it up a little bit. Hearing grown men beg. It's just like that other tape where they kill that white guy. It's just... Yeah, Kelly Thomas, they start begging. And the cops get real excited about Israel, like wolves tearing a sheep apart. They put their knees on his arm because they want to hurt somebody. And then they say, put your arm behind your back. Just like the Kelly Thomas, they keep going, put your hands behind your back, as they're all sitting on him, beating his brains out. Just go ahead and play the rest of it. Here it is.
Once again, police beating up on people. Back up right here. Back up
and get on my side. Back up.
All he did was break up a fight. And this is what happens for breaking up a fight. This is crazy.
Everybody back up, back up.
Well, they killed him. Good job. Look at that little fat cop right there. Oh, God, that makes me want to throw up. And so this is going
Can't
on. Can't breathe. Killed him.
Look, now, man, they gave this man a seizure.
No, move out the way. No.
Even my after his seizure, man, they're going in to kill, baby.
Back it up.
Now, the way this works is they train the cops to be killers. They go out and they kill innocent people, and the system defends them. And they're talking about riots and stuff if the police don't get indicted on this one. And I think it's manslaughter. I mean, yeah, I think they should indict the ones that did it for manslaughter, and then they'll think next time. Or, hey, you don't want to be put in that position. You want to be immune? Don't be a cop. But you want to kill somebody, then you need to face the consequences. That means the black racists beating white people's heads in with hammers. They need to get blown away. You try run to me with a hammer, I'm going to pull a gun out and shoot you. I'm not going to play games. And it's the same thing. Shoot at firefighters. You need to get shot. But just because you're in a gang of police doesn't mean you get to kill people either. It's this gang mob psychology that we're dealing with. Oh, I'm very upset. But what they're doing is they're taking real concern about this and projecting it onto Brown to cause an explosion to then end up causing a distraction from what the globalists are doing in the big picture. And then Obama gets to sit up there and act like he's concerned about police brutality and, oh, that's what he's doing for the community. He's giving back. He's sticking with the hood. He's sticking with the brothers. Give me a break. Obama has got al-Qaeda forces murdering every black person they can find in Libya. He's got them murdering non-radical Muslims everywhere, hundreds of thousands of people. It's a murder machine. Planned Parenthood, though, stands with Brown. Oh, because they're upset they couldn't kill him when he was in his mommy. It's just a total sick joke. And having race war on white people isn't going to stop police being given this type of training. The issue is the federal training that turned them into killing machines.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Garner was choked to death for no reason. And who knows if the people that did it will get any trouble. Because the police should not be above the law, and there is a lot of problems, but that's driven by the very same social engineers that now want to blame all of the political problems we have on the police solely. As counties, as cities, as societies, you shouldn't put up with the type of tactics that have come into, quote, law enforcement. We need peace officers, not soldiers who are big UFC fans who want to see how many people they can kill. Now, we're going to open the phones up in the next hour. I want to talk to first-time callers today. Haven't done that in four or five shows. I'd like to get your take on what is obviously incredible race baiting by the White House. What is their end game? Well, it's to get riots going nationwide and then have the UN call for gun control, which has now happened today. That story is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. UN attacks U.S. gun rights and more, citing Ferguson police. So that's the headline on Infowars.com. Also, judge issues temporary ban on arrest for feeding the homeless. MSNBC guest says USA founded on racism. Ferguson riots caused by white supremacy. New York prepares for riots as grand jury weighs Eric Garner decision. Kurt Nemo story. And there's a new clip of Reverend Farrakhan saying the blacks need to stop dying for nothing and start dying for something. I mean, he's really trying to, I guess, get a race war going. Maybe Farrakhan really thinks that'll happen. But, I mean, it'll just be random whites in their car coming home from work and their head beating with a hammer who've done nothing. Ferguson police chief, a lot of discussion about charging Brown's stepfather with inciting a riot. Well, what's Farrakhan doing? Islamic State says bomb expert threatens London with dubious dirty bomb. I'm going to break that down. Family demands hate crime charges for murderers of Zimric Bejic, the Bosnian immigrant killed in a hammer attack by St. Louis black teens. Heard screaming, kill the white people. And without a hint of irony, Planned Parenthood joins the hashtag Black Lives Matter protest, when their main founding mission is to kill black people before they ever get out of the womb. So sad how this manipulation is happening. Full court press, NFL, Congress, the new things, hold your hands up. Should whites walk around with a hammer in their hand and go up to blacks and say, don't kill me, bro? Well, no. You can't blame black people for what racist blacks do anymore. You can hold your hands up and be the victim. Just gets so old. Now, before we go any further, I keep doing this at the end of the hour. I should be announcing this every segment. It's so important. We are funded by your support. So we obviously sell the highest quality products at the lowest price to be competitive and to have a win-win. We are offering free shipping on the Molon Labe products, on the Second Amendment, T-shirts, belt buckles, films, books, you name it, shortwave radios, survival goods, everything at InfoWarsStore.com. The entire InfoWarsLife.com product line. Free shipping on everything. And then 30% off Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. Buy a bottle of DNA Force, get two bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine free, $60 value. Silver is almost sold out, but I'm still keeping the sale on for it. 20% off and free shipping, and a fifth bottle's free. You can buy one bottle and get free shipping and 20% off on Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. You can get half off on PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. 20 people can use the memberships. That's 20 memberships for $29.95 for an entire year. InfoWarsStore.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, or 888-253-3139. Nobody's got an excuse not to shop at InfoWarsStore.com and support the Liberty Movement. These are great products, and thank you all for your support. Third hour coming up.
GCNLive.com today.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts, high-quality water filtration systems, but not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality, 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.